What is the greatest problem in the world?
The greatest problem are the smallest problem. It is the same, the man. And when I say man, I do not mean something abstract. I mean I, you, he, she. There exists no man as such, separate from human beings. There exists no humanity. It is only a name. The reality is the individual. And the problem arises because the reality has not been accepted. The real has been denied expression, and the unreal, the abstract, has been imposed upon it. You have been told continuously, live for humanity. Where is humanity? Have you ever come across humanity? Do you think you are going ever to have an encounter with humanity? It is just like all those big, bombastic, bogus birds, gods, motherland, fatherland, Holy Ghost. They don't exist. They are only projected. Live for humanity means don't live for yourself. Nobody has the guts to say to you directly, don't live for yourself. So they have found a cunning, clever, indirect way of saying the same thing. Live for God, live for humanity, live for man, live for the universe, live for anything X, Y, Z. But please don't live for yourself. And here is the root of the whole problem. Your life is your life, and it can be lived only in one way. There is no other alternative. And the only way that it can be lived has to be found by you. It is not already like a super highway, ready-made, millions of people moving on it, going towards their goal, and you have just to join the crowd. No, there is no super way to existence. There are only a small footpath which are walked in total aloneness. Man is consciousness. Consciousness cannot have any destiny. Consciousness has freedom. Destiny is just the opposite of freedom. That is its implication. Destiny means you are a born slave. Even before you were born, your stamp of slavery is completely sealed. You are finished before you were born. That's the meaning of destiny, as far as implication is concerned. In fact, you were never born. Because before birth, death had happened. That is your destiny. You are programmed. Because of this idea of destiny, astrologers, palmists, and all kinds of future predictors go on exploiting men. They will not have been able to exploit you if you were not carrying the idea that you have a destiny. If you have a destiny, then there may be some ways to find out what it is. Perhaps in the lines of your hands. Perhaps in the lines of your head. Perhaps in the lines of your feet. Or perhaps in your birth chart, in the combination, position of stars, planets. Some way must be there to read the program. And the strangest thing is that you feel happy with astrologers telling about your future. You are really too curious to know about future without ever thinking that to have future means you are dead. If the future is already settled, then how freedom is possible? If tomorrow something is going to happen, then it is going to happen. I am just a victim in the hands of some unknown force. I am not my own master. To have destiny means you are not your own master. You cannot do anything about your life. These are the implications of that simple word, destiny. It leaves you dead. It leaves you a slave. It leaves you without any excitement because all is determined. It leaves you without any hope. Because what can you hope? Whatever is going to happen whether you hope or not. You are no more significant in any way in your own life. Even to call it your own life is not right. Destiny has taken away all juice out of you. This is what has created men. Into a problem. If man has a destiny, then there is no way of turning from anywhere. And we have been told for millions of years that you have a built-in program. Now, from where you are going to know what this built-in program is? Somebody has to say to you. Those are the manipulators. All around you, like an octopus, they go on sucking your blood from every possible side. And they go on filling you with ideas that you have to become this, you have to become that, you have to become. Somebody that has nothing to do with your nature. This is what has made man a problem. In fact, man can be the solution. Not only of himself, but of whole existence. Because he is the highest peak of consciousness. He is at the topmost peak of existence, but in so many knots, puzzles, that he cannot figure it out himself, what he is, what existence is. He lives a problematic life and dies a problematic death. From the very beginning to the end, he is just a long, long problem. That creates anxiety, anguish, tension, suffering, and a constant feeling that something is being missed. And that feeling is true. Not only something, everything is being missed. But if you just stand a step back and look at the whole situation, that how the problem is being created, then to solve it is just a child's game. I am reminded of a story. Gautam the Buddha one day came into his morning discourse. 10,000 sannyasins are waiting for him, just like every day. But today there is something surprising. Everybody is puzzled and looking at each other, because Buddha is coming with a handkerchief, very costly, perhaps some king has presented him, but he does not take that kind of things. So everybody is looking, what is the matter, and why he should bring it just in his hand ahead of himself, almost saying to everybody, look well. And then he comes and sits and keeps his hand with the handkerchief and says to his sannyasins, look very carefully. They all look, there is nothing to look at, just a beautiful silken handkerchief. And then he starts putting knots on the handkerchief. He puts 5 knots on the handkerchief. There is immense silence. Everybody is simply watching what he is doing. And then he asks them that, is this the same handkerchief, the same that I had brought with myself, or it is a different handkerchief? Sariputra, one of his chief disciples, stands up and says, why are you joking with us? You have never done such a thing. This is the same handkerchief. Buddha said, Sariputra, think once again, because the handkerchief that I had brought had no knots. And this has 5 knots. How this can be the same? Sariputra can see the point. He says, I am sorry. I do understand. Although it is the same handkerchief, but now in a very knotted condition. Such as a man in anguish, He is the same man. A man in suffering, he is the same man. But in knots. Buddha said, exactly right. That's what I want to show it to you. That the man who is in suffering is not different from Gautam the Buddha. I am just a handkerchief without knots. You are a handkerchief with 5 knots. Of course, he has his philosophy of 5 basic problems that trouble men. Violence, greed, untruthfulness, unawareness, and the ego. You can find many more knots. These are just the main, according to him. Secondly, he said, I would like to ask you one thing more. I'm trying to open these knots. Look at me. Will this help to open the knots? He pulled both the ends of the handkerchief farther away. Knots became smaller and more tighter. And somebody shouted, what are you doing? This way those knots will never open. Such a fine silk. And you are pulling so hard. Knots are becoming so small that it will become almost impossible to open them again. Buddha said, you can understand about this handkerchief so clearly. Can't you understand yourself? Can't you see yourself in the same understanding way? Have you been pulling your knots or not? Otherwise, why they go on becoming smaller and smaller and tighter and tighter? A child is loose, relaxed. Look at the old man. Just knots and knots. Certainly, whatever you are doing is wrong. You are pulling the handkerchief. You are trying hard. Your intention is good. You want to open the knots. You are taking much trouble. But your doing is your very undoing. You are making things more and more complicated. Worse and worse. And the more complicated they become, the more hard you pull, because you think, what else to do? He asked, then I would like to ask you what you suppose me to do. One monk stood up and he said, I would like to come close and first I would like to see how the knots have been put together. Buddha said, that's a scientific way. Before you want to undo something, you have to know how it has been done. Because to know how it has been done, you have already known all that is needed to undo it. Because you have just to reverse the process. The man looked at the handkerchief and he said, the knots have been done in such a way that if we relax the handkerchief and allow the knots to become looser rather than tighter and help them to become loose, it is not going to be very difficult. They are simple knots. Buddha gave the handkerchief to him and the man opened the knots one by one. And Buddha said, today's sermon is finished. I am not going to speak anymore today. Just go and meditate about your knots and how you have managed them to be so tight. And just do the reverse. Any small thing, just look at it how you have been trying to do it, and it goes on becoming worse and worse. Certainly in your doing there is something which is becoming a nourishment to it rather than a killer. You are not poisoning it, you are nursing it, feeding it. And don't try to work on so many knots together. Just choose one small knot, the smallest that you can find in yourself. By smallest, I mean the most insignificant. People have the tendency to choose the most significant. Even when they are choosing to solve their problems, they choose the greatest problem first. Now that is simply foolish. Just get a little aware, alert. Start from the small things, very small things. In one sermon, Buddha was speaking and a man sitting in front of him was moving his toe continuously. Buddha was not like me, otherwise I would have stopped him immediately. He tolerated. It was too much. Because just in front of him, he went on. At the end, Buddha said, what is wrong with your toe? The moment he said, what is wrong with your toe, he stopped. Buddha said, this is what is wrong with your toe. You are not aware of it. You were not doing it. It was happening almost unconscious, just a habit. You must be doing it everywhere you are sitting. Now it goes on doing it by itself, knowing that the master needs it. The master is not even aware that it is happening. Because the moment I asked you, it stopped immediately. That means the moment your awareness went to the toe, there was a complete break. Now, start with such small things which have not much investment in them. People start with their egos, they want to become egoless. Now you are taking such a big problem and you are so small and the problem is so big that you are going to fail. In fact, perhaps that's why you have chosen the big problem, because you want to fail. You don't want to succeed. Perhaps this too is a way of the ego to choose the biggest problem. You are no ordinary man trying to change small things here and there. When you want to change, you want to change the real problem. Perhaps this is the ego coming from the back and deceiving you. No, choose something very insignificant which makes not much difference. But the beauty is, the smallest problem has the same properties as the biggest problem. The same ingredients as the biggest problem. And the same solution as the biggest problem. All problems are one problem. If you can solve a small problem, dissolve it, get rid of it, be finished with it, you know the master key. Now you can go on opening all the locks in your house. And there is not going to be any trouble. The basic key is awareness. And while solving a small problem, you are starting to learn the ABC of awareness. Choose something meaningless with no investment . It will be easier to work with. And once you have worked with it, you will be surprised. You have the secret, the whole secret of your puzzled, knotted life. Solve it. Then man is born in you. Before that, you are only a problem.